Now, say you're a, what's the thing you put into a revolver? Are you using a hand? What's the thing you put in there? What do you call that?
Your cylinder. Mm-hmm. You mean a pistol? Mm-hmm. That's your cylinder.
And you have in the cylinder what?
Have your cartridges, or some call them shells, but I've always addressed anything smaller than a shotgun, cartridges or bullets. And a shell consisted of, say, a 410 on up to a 10 gauge. I addressed them different. Why a lot of people still call a 22 a shell when it's a cartridge to me.
I'll ask you about some of the things that children used to have to play with, or maybe still have. Sometimes, oh, they'd lay a plank over a trestle.
That's a seesaw.
Mm-hmm. And if children were on there going up and down, you would say they are doing what?
They're playing seesaw.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Well, you might anchor a plank down to a post in the middle of a stump and get on and spin around.
That's flying, Jenny.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Did you ever see the kind of a kind of contraption like this? It was two posts there and a loose piece of board in the middle that you could bounce up and down. Ever see one of those? I didn't think they had them around here.
No, I don't think so. Now, we have what we call the springboard, that one end of it will be fastened on the bank and of the creek or the river. And we walk out on that, and it's called a springboard that we dive from.
Mm-hmm. You were. We talked about seesaw. Is there anything else that people call seesaw?
No, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Now, sometimes you might tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it so you can go back and forth. You call that a you might put a wooden bottom in it, or a piece, if you had a rope, piece of tire or something like that, and you tie it to the limb of a tree. And you,
well, you had a swing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a swing. Mm-hmm. I had my mind on something tied from one tree to the other, mm-hmm. which would be similar as trapeze.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what did you used to carry coal in? Say, if you ever carried coal, what would you
a
carry?
A scuttle.
Let's see. Now, we talked about chimneys and so forth. What's the thing that runs from the stove to the chimney? What do you call that?
From the stove
to the
chimney?
Yeah.
Well, you have your pipe, mm-hmm. your stove pipe.
Mm-hmm. Now, the word, what's a flue? What's a flue?
The flue is the part where the smoke enters into the flue and goes up and out of the house, mm-hmm. or up and above the house. Some of them built on the inside and some of them built on the outside. Mm-hmm. You have inside flues and outside flues.
Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes people use a small vehicle for carrying bricks or heavy things, and it's got two handles and a wheel in front. You push it. What do you
That's
call
a wheelbarrow.
Ever heard anybody call that anything else?
Well, yes, Georgia buggy.
Mm-hmm. That means the same thing.
Wheelbarrow, Georgia buggy.
Yeah, and we talked a minute ago about sharpening razors. And what'd you use to sharpen your knife?
We used oil stone, or that's practically the same thing as we used in sharpening the razor.
Mm-hmm.
It was a stone, a wet rock. It was made from sand.
Mm-hmm. What about if you were going to sharpen an axe? What would you use?
That's right. You use what you call the grindstone. It was made from sand and fastened on a square piece of wood and lay between two timbers running this way with a band. So that your spindle went out and went under that band, and then you put a crank on the other end. And some of them would put a box